That is music from Mitchell Tenpenny. It's called Same Moon on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. It's Kelly McKay, and I'm excited to have Deanie Richardson, who is the fiddle player with Sister Sadie, on the line. Good morning, Deanie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So very excited that you guys are going to be playing at the Grove on Saturday night. So have you ever been to Glasgow before, Deanie?
I have not. Is Scottsville near there? Isn't Scottsville near Glasgow?
It is. Yes. It's about 20, 25 minutes from Glasgow. So yeah, that area.
I've been there. There used to be a fiddle contest in Scottsville that I entered and played at years ago.
Years ago, huh? Okay, so speaking of fiddle, you just won Fiddle of the Year last year. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the International Bluegrass Music Association has an award show every year, and we all look forward to that. And I won Fiddle Player last year, and our lead singer, Jaylee Roberts, won Female Vocalist of the Year. So
congratulations to her.
Thanks. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about Sister Sadie, how you guys got together, because you look like such a fun group of gals who just love to play music and love to sing and have a great time.
We do. That's basically how the band started. Just five women who were friends and had known each other our whole lives, but never really played together. And we thought it would be fun one night to just have a one-off night at the Station Inn here in Nashville, Tennessee. So we got together with no intentions of ever touring or recording. It was just a fun night of music. We got together and played some Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton songs, you know, and just had a blast. And from the first note we hit, that downbeat was so special and magical. We all looked at each other and we're just like, oh my gosh, this feels like we've been playing together forever. So we decided to do another night, and that one went well. And then not long after that, started getting some calls from promoters asking if we'd come do a show here and there. And we were like, oh, that sounds pretty fun. We'll go do that. And then we got a call from a record label saying you guys should make a record with this configuration. And we were like, you know, let's go do that. That sounds like the next step. But still never intended. We were all doing other things, never intended to do this full time. And then the second record was nominated for a Grammy. So at that point we were like, wait a minute. What if we actually gave it 110% here? See what happens. So from then on, it was just all in, and we've had lots of personnel changes along the way, but we're still here 13 years later. Two Grammy nominations. We're the first all-female band to win IBMA's Entertainer of the Year. Vocal group three times. Yeah, it's just been a great, great run.
Deanie, it sounds like it was meant to be.
It was, and we didn't even know it. You know, it was like, you know, at that time it was five women, always jokingly say more the same age. I'm 53, and through the years, 13 years, people have come and gone in the band, and now we're two 53-year-olds. We have a 21-year-old, a 24-year-old, and couple of women in their 30s. So it's all age gapped, and it's an amazing thing. You said we have a lot of fun, and we really do. We really love each other. We have the best time. We talk about everything. We love the same music. We just have the best time when we're together. And every single day there's a text thread with somebody saying how much they love each other. You know, it's just Aww. The sweetest, greatest thing to be a part of with a group of strong, amazing, talented women, you know?
Absolutely. And I know that your fourth studio album just dropped just a few days ago, All Will Be mm-hmm. Well. So that's pretty exciting. Fourth studio album.
Yeah, we're excited. Two albums have been nominated for Grammys, and this one just came out last Friday, and it is by far my most favorite record I've ever done. You know, we went in to record a bluegrass record with bluegrass instrumentation, and we came out with what sounds like 90s country meets bluegrass.
Yes.
And it really works. We're all massive fans of 90s country. I worked with Patti Loveless for 25 years. I worked with Vince Gill for a couple years. So it's just kind of bred in all of us, the 90s country. And when we went in to cut this record, it just landed that way, and you let the music take you where it goes, and trust that it's all for a purpose, I suppose, you know?
Well, I love bluegrass music, I love Americana music, and I love 90s music, so this makes me want to come and see you guys even more on Saturday night.
Well, come on, it's going to be a fun night.
It is, it's going to be a great night, but first, you kind of have to be somewhere important tomorrow night. I mean, just a little bit. I mean, you guys are making your debut at the Grand Ole Opry?
No, tomorrow night is our 26th or 7th time.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's obviously our favorite stage to be on, and we just sure love it there and appreciate them giving us an opportunity to come anytime we can.
What does that feel like to be playing at the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh my gosh. It is literally, you know, everybody says this, but when you get up there, you just feel that history of all those people whose feet have stood right where you are. And, you know, we all have heroes that have been there before us. And it's just the most inspiring stage. You know, you can go on a night when it's completely full. You can go on a night when it's barely full. And, the same feeling every single time. I still get nervous. That's the one stage I'm shaking and sweating still to this day, but also just so excited to be there. I have this long history with the Grand Ole Opry. I grew up in Nashville, so I started going backstage when I was 10 years old, and I remember seeing Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty and all the just old greats, you know, Dolly Parton and George Jones. I just hung out back there a lot, and I got to hang out in Roy Acuff's dressing room many nights and just sit around and jam fiddle with his fiddle player, Howdy Forster, at the time. And I don't know, it's just a great, we all have our own personal history with the Opry. I am also one of the staff sub fiddlers out there in the house band, so I get to go out and play in the house band occasionally, and I just love it. It's my favorite place. It feels like home.
Well, we cannot wait to hear you play on Saturday night, the whole group, Sister Sadie at the Grove in Glasgow. So what can we expect during this show on Saturday, Deanie?
Oh man, this is a high energy show. There's a lot of energy. The harmonies and the singing will blow you away, but these girls can also play. They're great musicians as well as singers, and you will feel our love for each other. It makes me emotional to say it, but you can feel it from the audience. You will feel how excited we are to be up there in front of the audience and just with each other. It's just a great time. We just love being on stage together, and we just love being together. So,
well, I cannot wait to see you guys. Hopefully I'll get a chance to meet you in person on Saturday night. I would love that.
Please do.
I would love that. But thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about Sister Sadie and a little bit about yourself and how you guys got together. And you can get your tickets to see Sister Sadie this Saturday night, July 12th. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an all-ages show. Log on to thegroveglasgow.com. That's thegroveglasgow.com to get your tickets. Deanie, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday night.
See you then. Let's party.
All right. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.